All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Folks, the playoffs in the National Football League are here, and the excitement is full gear as 12 teams still have a shot to claim the Super Bowl championship for the 2016 NFL season. But it's that magical question as who will it be? And we're going to get things started tomorrow with two wildcard games, followed by two more wildcard games on Sunday. And then that will pave the way for the divisional round, which will be followed by the conference championships in a few weeks. And of course, on the first Sunday in February, Super Bowl number 51, which will take place at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. So there are four great games on tap this weekend. And with that said, here are my picks for the wildcard round in the NFL. And I want to start things off down in Houston, Texas, the site of Super Bowl 51, where you're going to have the 12-4 Oakland Raiders traveling to take on the 9-7 Houston Texans. Now, Oakland comes into this contest as a wild card, while Houston won the AFC South. Now, it was a bitter end to the regular season for the Raiders after starting quarterback Derek Carr suffered a fractured fibula in their Week 16 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Now, last week, it was Matt McGloin under center for Oakland as they lost to the Denver Broncos. But in that game, McGloin was injured, and now Raiders head coach Jack Del Rio has to go with a rookie starting quarterback and Connor Cook, who will be making his first career start. He's going up against a top-ranked defense in the NFL that the Houston Texans possess, led by defensive end Jadeveon Clowney. And it's a situation for Oakland. Everybody else is going to have to step up around him. But if you look at Connor Cook's collegiate career during his time as the starting quarterback of the Michigan State Spartans, this guy was a calm, cool, and collected customer. And more importantly, he didn't go out there and try to win the game by himself, and the big stage was never too big for him as he led Michigan State to a Big Ten championship and a Rose Bowl victory a few years ago. I look at this Raiders team, and it's a pride check on the line right now because the Raiders were taken behind the woodshed last week at the hands of the Denver Broncos, and you have to expect this Texans defense to really pin their ears back and come after the youngster making his first start, which is going to put the onus on the other 52 guys on his roster to step up and try to help out the youngster. Now, on the flip side for the Raiders, you look at their bookend pass rushers, and I'm talking about Khalil Mack and, of course, Bruce Irvin. They're going to have to find a way to get after Texans quarterback Brock Osweiler and force him into number one, throwing some interceptions, sacking him, and potentially forcing some fumbles. Osweiler has had issues in the past as far as holding on to the football for too long, as well as forcing the ball down the field. And this is very tough for the Houston Texans to deal with due to the fact that he has talent around him, especially at the wide receiver position with Duke Hopkins, and then, of course, in the running game with Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue. You have two quarterbacks that have a ton of question marks around them, which means it's going to be a ton of pressure on the other players on each respective team, and this game is going to come down to field position and turnovers, and I'm going to take Oakland on the road in this one by the score of 20-17. Now, on Saturday night in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to have the 10-5-1 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 9-7 Detroit Lions. Detroit comes into this game losers of their last three contests, and they are looking for their first road victory in the postseason since 1957. You look at the Lions, and I know that they're coming into this game riding a three-game losing streak, but they were three tough losses. On the road against the New York Giants, on the road against the Dallas Cowboys, and at home this past Sunday night to the Green Bay Packers, which ultimately decided the NFC North Championship. But the Lions still have quarterback Matthew Stafford, and he is a gunslinger, and you never know what to expect from him under center for the Lions. This Lions defense, they get after you and they make it tough. And the big thing about the Lions, I know they're dealing with injuries on that side of the ball heading into this contest, but they've got to find a way to neutralize Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson, who can move around in that pocket. He's not as mobile as he was in years past due to the knee injury that he is dealing with currently, but he is definitely still a guy that you have to respect. The Seahawks defense, led by defensive end Michael Bennett, is going to look to make life tough for quarterback Matthew Stafford, and guys such as tight end Eric Ebron and wide receiver Golden Tate are going to have to step up and make a difference. I think Detroit keeps it close, but it's tough to bet against the Seahawks at home in the postseason. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle by the score of 24-19. Now, on Sunday in the Steel City, it's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers with a record of 11-5, as they are the champions of the AFC North, hosting the wild card Miami Dolphins, who come in with a record of 10-6. Both of these teams met in the regular season in Miami, and this was the game that kind of got things turned around for the Dolphins, as their running game really woke up that day and they dominated the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, this is a different Pittsburgh Steelers team that the Miami Dolphins are going to see this Sunday. As number one, offensively, they are clicking on all cylinders. And at the same time, you look at a young defense that is starting to get it going. But for the Dolphins, it's going to be quarterback Matt Moore. And I don't see head coach Adam Gase putting too much on his right arm due to the fact that the Dolphins love to run the ball. So you're going to expect to see a heavy dose of running back Jay Ajayi in this game, and for Miami to have the opportunity to go on the road and get the road victory over Pittsburgh, I think you're going to need to see Ajayi get anywhere between 25 to 30 carries in order to shorten the contest. Pittsburgh comes into this game favored by 10 points, but I think it's going to be closer, and thus Pittsburgh gets the win at home by the score of 31-24. And finally, at Lambeau Field on Sunday afternoon, it's going to be the 11-5 New York Football Giants traveling to take on the 10-6 Green Bay Packers. New York was a wild card team in the NFC this season, while Green Bay won the NFC North as they come into this contest on a 6-game winning streak. These two have a long and lengthy and storied postseason history, which dates back to the days of the likes of Vince Lombardi, Bart Starr, and Frank Gifford. But in more recent postseason history between these two clubs, the Giants have gotten the best of the Packers in their last two contests, both at Lambeau Field, and New York won those games en route to going on to win the Super Bowl. It's the same quarterback under center for the Giants that they had in those last two contests in the postseason at Lambeau Field, and I'm talking about Eli Manning. He's been up and down this regular season as usual, but this guy knows a thing or two about turning it up in the postseason. But this time around, he is facing a Green Bay Packers defense that has really gotten it going coming down the stretch under the tutelage of defensive coordinator Dom Capers. And you look at that front seven led by Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers, they are definitely going to put some stress on that Giants offensive line. But at the same time, the Giants have the wide receivers capable to kind of bypass some of that pressure in order to make the Packers pay for one-on-one coverage with the likes of Victor Cruz, Sterling Shepard, and of course Odell Beckham Jr. But the biggest thing for the Giants offense, they have to find a way to get touchdowns as opposed to getting field goals. New York has shown the ability all season long to move the football within the 20s, but once they get to the red zone, they have had issues. On the flip side for this Giants defense, you know that their secondary is one of the best ones in the NFL, and you know they have a solid pass rush up front, but they have to find a way to keep Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers in that pocket. But you look at Rodgers over the last 6 weeks, and he has been playing some of the best football in the NFL, and he's in that typical MVP form. I think this game is going to come down to the quarterbacks, and right now Aaron Rodgers is playing better football from the quarterback position than Eli Manning. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay at home by the score of 24-20. So folks, those are my picks for Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 pounds of sports knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the playoffs in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.